Joining us is Mark W. Sanchez. He covers the Giants and other sports for KMBR.com. He's in Los Angeles. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. How are you?
Oh, very good. And, boy, the Giants were very active today. A lot of moves today. You want to bring us up to date on some of the moves?
Yeah, it's been a busy morning. Let's see. Giants got a new outfielder, Luis Basabe, I believe that's how it's pronounced, traded from the White Sox.
Yeah, do we know anything about him?
He is a switch hitter. He is 23. He was the number 11 prospect in the White Sox organization. He used to be higher touted. He was a guy in the futures game just a couple of years ago in 2018 and was actually the star of it, that he hit a home run off of a 102-mile-an-hour fastball from Hunter Green. So, you know, just from that, the bat speed seems okay. You know, he's got the tools that they like. You know, he's got some pop. He's got some speed. You know, there's some Jose Siri, you know, reflections in there. And this is the type of guy that the Giants want, that if you give us all the tools, we think that with this new regime, we can get, you know, results out of the talent. And he's another project for them.
All right. Luis Basabe turns into now the number 18 pick of the Giants farm system, 18th rated. It looks like he can run a little bit. I just looked up his minor league numbers. Stolen base is definitely part of his game.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the type where if you've got natural power and if you've got natural speed, then Farhan is going to be after you.
Okay.
If you've got, you know, those tools, then they think, you know, with our brains here, we can turn that into a major league player. So, I mean, this is what this regime is all about, is teaching and, you know, generating every bit of talent or results from that talent. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Mark Sanchez with us. That's the first move of the day. Jordan Humphreys was placed on the restricted list. And that he's got some family issues, so that's why he doesn't count against the numbers. Now, Harlene, I call him Jarlin the Marlin, but Andy Bagley says it's Harlene the Marlin. He has been reinstated from the 60-day DL or IL, and they've made moves around that.
Yep. First look at Harlene the Giant now. He was very, very good in Scottsdale. He had spring training 1.0. He made sure that, you know, he was going to be on the team. He's no longer optionable, so even if he had a middling camp, he would have been there. But he was very impressive. And then 2.0 comes, and obviously he was not there to start because of the undisclosed medical event of his. But now he's back and joining a bullpen that's just really chock full of lefties. He's a little bit harder throwing version of Sam Selman, where it's fastball slider, but, you know, Harlene's goes more 95s, where Selman's is low 90s. Apart from that, Andrew Suarez is optioned. Pretty much he's living his life, you know, on the option train, where he's going to be on the taxi squad again. Trevor Cahill also added to the taxi squad, and Abiatel Avellino was DFA'd. I suspect the Giants will hope no one claims him and they can hold on to him, but this could be the end of his short run with the Giants.
Well, lefty comes in. They need lefties. It looks like they're overloaded with lefties in the bullpen. The National League West requires a lot of left-handed relief. The left-handed relief looks a little more reliable than the right-handed relief right now. Now, of course, you got Rogers and God, and we're going to get into a little bit of last night because you were there. You got to see it. But here we have another left-handed reliever for the Giants, and it seems like they just load up that left side.
Right, you're right. There are so many NL West teams, especially with big lefty bats. Now they've got, you know, Harlene Garcia, they've got Berger, they've got Connor Menez, Wandy Peralta, Sam Selman, Tony Watson is the most experienced one. I mean, Suarez on the taxi squad. They have so many options to put these guys away. And it's not, you know, what it could have been last year where you're just going one-on-one. But, you know, all these guys have slightly tweaked arsenals so that they can get righties out too. Right. I think the lefties have actually been a little bit more reliable than the righties so far. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, you were there last night, and we had a lot of fun talking with you in our pregame yesterday. And Cueto and Kershaw, the game lived up to Saturday night in L.A., you, as I say, usually 50,000, but it was you and about 9,000 cutouts. But it was a heck of a game last night. I thought it was really just classic Giants-Dodgers baseball.
It was one of the stranger games I think I've ever seen, where even though – look, everyone was happy here that the Giants won. The team was happy. It would have been a very bad loss to have. On the other hand, I'm not sure I've seen a sort of sadder couple guys after the game. You know, there was no energy in the building, and yet it felt as if the energy was came out of the building when that ball dropped and Pence lost it in the skies. He was devastated afterward. Cueto said the nice things, but you could tell that Cueto was not thrilled with it. He wanted that no-hitter, even though if he keeps going, I don't think he gets it, and his pitches would not have been kind. But, yeah, it was a very good win for the Giants. It was a great job by the bullpen. Tyler Rogers came, and this is where he sort of blew up the opening series, and he was perfect for two innings, and Trevor might have gotten a little bit lucky on a couple of swings there, but you know, got the job done, and that's really what you're looking for out of the closer. It was a nice win to have. On the other hand, it was as I think demoralizing as a win as I've seen, just because they wanted that for Johnny so badly.
Oh, interesting perspective. A couple of things from my perspective last night. One, I thought, let the kids play, let Slater play. I haven't said that about Dubon or some of these other players, but for Slater, I think it's his moment. Two dramatic home runs for him last night. Yastrzemski, a home run. Solano, a few hits. But I say let Slater be in there every day.
You know, it's going to be interesting because he's in there today, and that might be the product of, you know, if you pick two home runs up late in first off, you can pretty much make the lineup.
Whoop, I think...
But on the other hand...
We're going to call Mark back. He is actually at... I assume he's at the ballpark and getting a little bit of interference. So let's get Mark back. Meanwhile, Henry Schulman just tweeted the probables for the Houston series. Lance McCullers to open it up tomorrow. Bielek, and I don't know much about him, B-I-E-L-A-K, a pitcher on Tuesday. And then guess who's going to pitch Wednesday? Zach Greinke. Against the Giants. Why not? Every chance Zach Greinke's got to pitch against the Giants, he's going to do it on Wednesday. So those are some of the probables. We're trying to reconnect here with Mark down in Los Angeles and finish up our report with him. Lineup today, in case you're just joining us, Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Solano, Belt, Longoria, Sandoval, Crawford, Slater, and Heinemann is doing the catching today. Catching, Mark there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There you go. Very good. Okay. All right. We were just, you're live with us, and we appreciate you being part of the show this morning. Let me just jump ahead a little bit. You were there for the pop-up that went over Pence's head. You actually got to see it. What did it look like?
First of all, I should apologize for the reception here. This is something else we can blame on the Dodgers, I think.
okay.
I thought it was well hit off the bat, and I looked immediately to Pence, and he was running in, and I was confused. He hadn't shown, you know, signs of confusion, of being frazzled yet, but he went the wrong way to start, and I was very confused about what was going on. And then his palms went up, you know, the universal sign for, I don't know where the ball is. I think Yastrzemski had a better beat on it coming over, and he could see it, whereas Pence just never saw it. And Johnny's hand shot immediately up. He knew that it was going to be a flyout. He looked and was also sort of fuddled why Pence was running in. It's just one of those things. You know, you can't really blame him for it. Balls get lost in the sky all the time, and that's just baseball. It's just, man, it's tragic the way that happened. And you feel for Johnny, who, especially at this stage of his career, he wanted that. He wanted that piece of history.
Boy, and before we got cut off on the interference, I was saying, let Slater play every day. And I realize, you know, he's 26. This is his moment. I say let him play every day and just see how far he can take you.
They're going to put him in against the righty today. I'm sure they let Slater design the lineup. You know, after two homers against Kershaw, you do what you want. But you look at the numbers, and I think he's batting, or last year he batted 200 against righties. And last year also he was not running the bases well. He came back, and he's got two steals already where he had one steal last year. He clearly is an above-average defender. He's trying to improve his game in all these ways, and you wonder if, you know, hitting against righty is the next step to that. You can definitely pencil him in as, you know, a real threat weapon against lefties, and they're going to give him a try here to see if he can figure it out against righties. It's, you know, we've seen Jalen Davis struggle. We've seen Stephen Duggar, who's a lefty, struggle against pretty much everyone. There is a spot here for an everyday outfielder because, you know, they're too thin there. So if he proves that he can hit the other side too, like that's an everyday role that is waiting for him.
Yeah, leave him in there. Let's see what he can do. He showed the power to center field. He's shown a little bit of power before, and I think he just needs at bats, and this is the year to absolutely do it. Mark Sanchez with us, Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. Let's look just very quickly, Gausman today and Walker Buehler, your thoughts about Kevin Gausman and what we should expect from him today. He has pitched against the Dodgers before down there, not a lot of success, but he has 17 strikeouts, 13 and two-thirds innings. And if his changeup is working, he's a tough cookie.
The matchup I'm going to be waiting for is Gausman versus Betts. They've seen each other an awful lot in the AL East, and Mookie has sort of owned him. I think he's batting over 400 and, you know, I think 40-plus at-bats against him with three or four home runs. Those two know each other well, and Mookie has gotten the better of him often. Right. Gausman is tough to sort of diagnose because the stuff is so good and the changeup is so good and the splitter is so good. And when the fastball is going 97, it all has the workings of this is a very, very good major league pitcher. And then the results just haven't followed, you know, apart from a few, you know, good stretches of his career here. The fastball is a little bit straight, and I think that's something they've been working on, and I think they want to see more of the changeup and more of the splitter. It's gonna be interesting. This is a very top-heavy lineup that also is deep. The Dodgers are really give everyone fits, regardless of whether you're a righty or a lefty, but Gausman's got the stuff, at least, to hang with them, and the Giants still don't have a quality start. I think they would sign up for that from Gausman right now.
All right, then they got the lefties ready. This one is set up for Kapler and the script and the bullpen. Lefty, 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 lefty. And I hope that Gausman can take him into the sixth inning. It's going to be an interesting game. Mark, as always, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next weekend, A's and Giants, back here at Oracle. So have a safe trip home and appreciate having you on as always.
For sure. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Marty.
Okay. All right. That is Mark Sanchez down in L.A., working very hard to get those stories. They're really good at KMBR.com. You should absolutely check it out.